Right. So we're going to go ahead and call to order. This is a regular meeting in the Onalaska City Council. Call to order at 6 p.m. Tuesday, August 8th, 2023. The mission statement is to provide a sustainable quality of life through excellent stewardship of government. We need to appoint a mayor pro tem. May I please have a motion and second to appoint mayor pro tem?
Yeah, can I make a motion to appoint Councilman Coleman as mayor pro tem?
Second.
Any discussion? Any discussion online? Okay, without objection, Sherry Coleman is now mayor pro tem. Madam Clerk, may I please have a roll call?
Certainly. Mr. Bell?
Here.
Ms. Coleman?
Here.
Ms. Luby?
Here.
Mr. Nicholson?
Here.
Mr. Robinson?
Present.
Mr. Tungle?
Here.
Mr. Tudikoff is not on Zoom.
Okay. All right. We do have a quorum. Could everyone please stand and join me for the Pledge of Allegiance?
Pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we're going to start off with recognition of visitors. First off, I see we have a couple of gentlemen from GCI. Mr. Jeff Glasser, yes, and your colleague? Skip Hurst. Great, thank you. we got a couple other young women possibly want to introduce themselves. Yes, no? As visitors? Who's this?
We have Stephanie Mason and Nicole Banker.
Wow, well, welcome. Welcome, all of you. And the company and your association? Zender Environmental. Great, thank you. Not your problem. Wonderful. Welcome. All right. Adoption of the minute. Adoption of the agenda. May I have a motion a second to adopt the agenda?
I make a motion to adopt the agenda.
Second.
We have made by seat. Now I am pulling a mayor and I'm like,
throw you a curveball here.
And,
I move to amend the agenda to add a non-action item to consult with legal counsel regarding the Rock via the Latitude 54 building.
We have an amendment on the table. Do we?
Second.
Okay. Moved and second. Okay. Discussion on changes to the agenda.
Mayor Pro Tem?
Yes, sir.
This is Dennis. I can't support this. It hasn't been noticed to the public. I think that the proper way to get this on the agenda would be to have either two council members sign, they have it put on the agenda, or have the mayor to talk to the mayor and have the mayor put it on the agenda. But it just hasn't had the proper notice. There probably could be some people there that would be able to speak to it if it were properly put on and noticed. So I can't support this.
Yes, Mr. Tungle.
I think the motion is to give directive to Mr. Chandler on this, or this is not real. This is not a non-action item, right?
Yes, please.
So Mr. Bell contacted me about this earlier today.
indicating that he wanted to do it, asking about what the rules were for directives to the city manager. And our code indicates that directives to the city manager are not allowed for items that are not on the agenda, but that if the item is on the agenda, council can make a directive related to that item without amending the agenda. So therefore, and this doesn't really rise to the level of an action item, which is defined in code. Action items are things that require a resolution or an ordinance, or just because they're more complicated, they require more public notice. You can't award a contract or appropriate any funds over $10,000. So there's a list of things that you can't do in amending the agenda. But Mr. Chandler felt that this did, you know, just into talking about consulting with legal counsel does not rise to the level of an action item, is what Mr. Chandler advised. So in his opinion, he said the best way to proceed would be to amend the agenda to add this as a non-action item. And then once it's on the agenda, then it is eligible for a related directive. So that was the advice of our legal counsel.
What's the difference when we do directive at the end of the meeting, before the end of the meeting?
We have that as
With this directive, putting it on the non-action item.
So what we're doing right now is just amending the agenda to add, and I would suggest you put it at the end of the regular agenda to discuss consulting legal counsel about the rock behind the Latitude 54 building. Then you guys can talk about whether you want to do that or not. And then anyone can make, you know, later on, just a couple items below that is directives to city manager. And because it hits on the agenda, if you choose to, you can make a directive to direct the city manager to consult with legal counsel on that matter.
Okay. Thank you. Do we have any further discussion? Yeah, Mr. Bill.
I guess the reason for adding this would be what's in the city manager's report shows a timeline or suggests a timeline that would put this out of order if it were to come up on a later council or on a later agenda, considering what the suggested timeline is there. So in my opinion, this is something that needs to happen before some of the other steps happen. And it is the reason for why I'm trying to get it on this agenda and go through the process as our city manager or our ACM has suggested here. Trying to get the right title. I'm sorry.
and just to let you folks know, we're just having somebody come out to assess it, not to give us bids to do the work. You know, so we're not even close to the point of awarding contracts for the work.
And I think if it's on the agenda, that discussion can occur. Hence, putting it on the agenda for discussion and then some directives.
Say that again, please.
That discussion we can have at the time when it's on the agenda.
Not tonight is what you're saying.
No, if it goes to agenda item, we can have this discussion.
Yes.
Yes.
And clarification. So, yes, sir.
So, putting it on the agenda going to create a discussion for us to discuss. What kind of, do we have any enough information to discuss this?
Nothing. No, because this is a...
So
there's no information or background to provide you because we didn't have the opportunity to do so.
Are we talking about? Just to put it, just to make sure we get it to the legal.
It's my understanding that we have to put it on the agenda so that a directive can be made. If you don't want to make a directive, that's up to you folks. If you do want to make a directive, you can.
Okay. And we have any other discussion present?
Mayor Pro Tem?
Yes. Mr. Robinson.
Yes, thank you. I think it's premature. I think, the management has been working on this, and I would let them go ahead and finish out something to bring it to the council when it is prepared and ready to bring to the council. I don't think there's any discussion that I can't read anything that something's going to happen before something else in the city manager's memo. I don't see the value of doing this. I think it's premature.
Well, I don't know what the directive is, so I'm fine with putting it on the amended we don't have to follow through with the directive if we choose not to. So does anybody have any discussion? None? Okay, so we have a motion to amend the agenda to include a non-action item regarding the rock behind Latitude 54 building. We will move that to 11D. May I have a roll? May I have a roll call?
Ms. Coleman?
Yes.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Nicholson?
Yes.
Mr. Robinson?
No.
Mr. Tungle?
Yes.
Ms. Louie?
Yes. Okay, motion passes 5-1. So we will move that item to 11D on the regular agenda. Okay. Where am I? Oh, okay. So now on the main, sorry, that was the, so on the main motion to adopt the agenda, as amended. You're doing this great. Is there any objected to the amendment? Okay. None heard. The amended agenda passes. Okay. Now. We need to approve the, may I have a motion to in second to approve the proposed minutes of the July 25th meeting?
I move to approve the minutes of previous meeting, July 25th, 2023.
Second.
Okay, we've got a move by Tungle, second by Nicholson. Is there any objection? Okay, hearing none, the proposed minutes are approved. All right, manager's report. Here we have assistant city manager to give our report. Go ahead.
Thank you, Councilmember Coleman. City Manager Bill Honka has joined the meeting via Zoom, and he has decided to present his report to you folks tonight. So, Bill, go ahead.
Hi, it's Bill Honka. Can you all hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Hello? Okay. So there's quite a bit I put on there. You can see a couple things I want to draw your attention to is the internet services contract. I communicated with, I believe, most of you, if not all, on what I decided to do since I created a conundrum in trying to find a five-year rate. However, we're sandwiched in between needing to get service for a lot of our software and not have that held up. So I've gone ahead and I've signed the one-year contract with GCI. There's a memo attached to my manager's report to go into further detail my reasons. And I'm committing to get a new RFP out in about 6 months. Then we'll go out to bid again for a multi-year contract and for fiber. So hopefully that'll go better next time, and we'll obviously work to change our contract review process and our scoring matrices per the discussions that we've all had. Next item is the
Hang on
a second.
You're picking someone up.
Okay, continue, Mr. Hopkins.
Thank you. The next point I want to just point out is the legislative fly-in. What my staff and I are doing work with Diane Bloomer to try and get that whole event scheduled for August 17th and then the morning of the 18th booked. And you can see the folks that as of Friday that are confirmed to come. And the next thing is probably the staffing update. You can see I put on the other positions that have been filled for the executive level. Vacancies that we've had, I can announce that you're also looking at your new city clerk. That's S. Carlin, who's right there at the end, who's now filling Margie's position. So you can give her some congratulations. We've hired her. Of course, then I didn't even get them all filled, and we're losing somebody. So Mr. Steve Tompkins has announced he's going to go into retirement. So that's effective September 1st. And I think that's all. If I'm happy to entertain any questions.
All right, thank you. Do we have any questions from council? Yeah, Ms. Luby?
Yeah, on the landfill inspection, I just want to say thank you for all the staff and what a great job. That was pretty impressive to come back with such a high number. So I just wanted to say thank you about that. And also the employee newsletter. I think that's a great way to communicate with all staff so you're not having to try to go back and relay things to different employees. And then if you forget to, you leave somebody out, I think that the newsletter is awesome. So I just want to say that too. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Anyone Mayor else? Yes, Mr. Robinson.
Yes, thank you. Mayor Tudikoff has just joined me in my room here so he's on the line too now.
Okay. Thank you. Welcome, Mr. Mayor Tudikoff. I guess I have one question regarding the newsletter, but it reminded me, we used to get the monthly reports from the department. I haven't seen one in quite a while. I find those quite informative. So I don't know about the rest of council, but I do appreciate them. I think it's just another way to see what's going on. That's going on in each department. So
I'll make a note to get those back on.
Thank you. If they're still doing them, I just would like to see them, you know, forwarded. If you're not doing them anymore, then it's kind of moot. So, okay. Great. If there's no more questions, we'll move on to community input announcements. This is a time for members of the public to provide information to council or to make announcements of interest.
Sure.
Please come to the podium and use the microphone and please state your name, even though we know you. Everyone gets 3 minutes and the council will not engage in dialogue. All righty, here we go. First up.
Hi, Roger Blakely from DCR, PCR director. Just wanted to let everybody know that we have on the 19th, it will be our Heart Evolutions Festival. It will be downtown, similar than it has been for other years. We're looking for a lot of people to be there. It's going to be from 12 to 6. We look forward to having you all there. It'll be a nice event, and I hope the weather holds up so we can have a real good event outside. Thank you.
Is that the same place we did it last year? Is that going to be where the...
Right, it'll be right down by the high school and right down that road to Town Park.
Okay.
So it'll be really good. There'll be tents along the sides, so it's a big tent, stage, that musical
works.
Acts. Yeah.
That works really good last year.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening, Catherine McGlashan, Unalaska Visitors Bureau. Just wanted to give you an update on incoming marine vessels. August 12th, the Testamina will arrive for 9 to 5. And then the Roald Amundsen arrives August 14th with 220 passengers. And they are here from 11 o'clock to 1900. The Hanseatic Nature is August 18th, and they have 190 passengers and be here from 12 o'clock to 1800. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mayor Pro Tem, members of the City Council, I said a couple of quick notes. First of all, I do want to recognize the landfill employees who are doing a great job. I think that's the highest I've seen. They always do really good, but they're short-staffed in this case. And if you read the report, there were two eagles inside the building, inside the tipping floor, and the grass was a little too high by the sign by the front. That's what we got dinged on. So good job on them. We're having our annual household hazardous waste event on the 19th and the 20th of August. And so from 8:30 to 4:30. This year, because we're doing it internally, we usually alternate and do it in-house and then then have a contractor come in. It's pretty expensive to have a contractor come in. So we just do it, we collect it, and we hold it. It's going to be households only. We're not going to do businesses. But, most business owners have a household. I mean, you're just saying. But So it's 220 pounds per household, the same as it's been in the past. I'm going to speak at the library this Thursday about the landfill. That's what Stephanie and Nicole are in town for as well. We're going to be talking about environmental concerns. I'm going to be talking about the landfill in particular for a short little time. And I just wanted to tell you all that it was an honor working with you. This will be my last city council meeting as a city employee. And thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you. You'll be missed.
Thank you.
Hi, City Council. Thanks for having us here. My name is Stephanie Mason. I'm with Cinder Environmental, and we are a nonprofit based out of Anchorage. And I am here for the third annual community collection event that we've thrown in collaboration with Cowalungan Tribe here, who is our partners. It's been amazing working with them. And recently, this last year, we roped the city in, and we've been working with Steve, which happy retirement, Steve. but it's been a pleasure working with you guys. Just to announce, last year we were successful with backhauling 109,000 pounds out of your community. And this year we anticipate anywhere from 30 to 40,000. And we would love to see this continue. And we foresee this continuing with the amazing partnership that we currently have with Cowalungan Tribe and the city. So, and our collection, the collection event, hopefully you guys are all aware of it. It is on the 10th, 11th, and 12th, and it's going to be from 10 to 2 in front of Cowalungan Tribe. And electronics, wide variety, pretty much anything containing a microchip, batteries, rechargeable, has a cord, you can plug it in. We will be accepting, as well as lead acid batteries and fluorescent bulbs. So our whole goal and mission really is to keep harmful waste out of Alaska and clean the landfills, which I think you guys are all aware that a lot of these landfills are not equipped for that type of material. So thank you.
Thank you.
And more on the recycling front, my name is Nicole Baker. I have a company called Net Your Problem, and we've been operating in Dutch Harbor, Unalaska since 2017. So we collect nets and lines from fishermen when they're done using it as an alternative of taking it to the landfill and take them apart into the different plastic types and send it for recycling. So we've collected 1.5 million pounds of fishing gear since we started, and a majority of that has come from this island. And just today I organized about 47,000 pounds of stuff from behind Westward that's going to be sent out for recycling. So this is my second trip here this summer, and I'm going to hopefully continue coming up here maybe twice a year to talk with the fishing companies and fishermen about shipping stuff out and sending it for recycling. Right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Thomas Rufos, representing the Alaska State Firefighters Association local chapter. We just wanted to remind everyone that this weekend is Tundra Golf, which we're sponsoring with KUCB and working together on. So please come on out to the Valley. We're going to be playing golf out in Pyramid Valley where we usually are. Tickets or tee times are still available. There's plenty of them. Please sign up, and we hope to see you out there. Thank
All
you.
Right. Whoop, whoop. I'll be there. Thank you.
Good evening. Ben Knowles with the fire department. Some of you probably have seen me this week. The state fire marshal's office has three deputy fire marshals in town. We are inspecting high traffic and major assembly areas. It's been about since 2016 since they've last been in here. So if you see us around town and you have concerns or buildings you'd like inspected, the whole focus of this trip is for safety, life and safety purposes. No one's out there to write fines, just trying to make correction orders to make sure that all the buildings are in order. And we're super appreciative of DPS's support and focus on our community. Thank you.
Thank you, Chief. Thank you. Do we have anybody else present? City Clerk, do we have any written comments or anybody on Zoom wish to speak?
No, ma'am.
You don't have any announcements? No?
I don't.
Okay. All right. So, Yes, sir. Mr. Bell.
I just did have a quick question for Mr. Tompkins. The household hazardous waste, are you also accepting car batteries? I know the they were talking about lead acid batteries, but other types of car batteries too.
Yeah, Steve Tompkins, Utilities Director. We will take car batteries. And actually, they end up going with Zender Environmental as part of our synergy we have with them. We work together with them on some of those type of events. And Nicole's helping us with our nets. So we will. Yeah, it's still the 220 pounds. So that's kind of a big hit on the weight, but absolutely.
Okay. Shoot. Stephanie had just mentioned lead acid batteries, and you know, and there are other types of car batteries. So I just wanted to make sure that encompasses all of them. So there's plenty around the island. It's good to have a place to and a method to get rid of them. So thank you.
Right. Anybody else here? Sorry. Thank you. All right. Moving on. So next is public comment on agenda items. This is a time for members of the public to provide information to council regarding items on the agenda if they don't want to wait until the item comes up on regular agenda. To comment later during the regular agenda, you're going to need to sign up with the city clerk. Please come to the podium, use a microphone, and state your name. Everyone gets 3 minutes and council will not engage in dialogue. Okay, so does anybody wish to speak during the public comment on agenda items? City clerk, do we have any written comments submitted? Anybody on Zoom wish to speak?
No, we don't have any written comments or any indication in Zoom.
Okay. Thank you. All right, next public hearing. Members of the public may testify about any item set for public hearing, and there's a 3-minute time limit per person. Please come to the podium and state your name. So, public hearing is now open for Ordinance 2023-08. Second reading, amending executives chapter 3.56 by removing chapter 3.56.04, leave and revising chapter 3.56.02, recruitment and appointment to allow the city manager to negotiate personal leave for experienced professional candidates who are considering executive employment with the city of Unalaska. All right. Does anyone wish to speak? City Clerk, do we have any written comments, anything on Zoom?
No, ma'am.
All right. Public hearing for Ordinance 2023-08 is now closed. All right. Now we are on to regular agenda. All right. Persons wishing to speak on regular agenda must sign up with the City Clerk. There's a 3-minute time limit per person. All right, Ordinance 2023-08, second reading, amended executives, chapter 3.56, by removing chapter 3.56.040, leave and revising chapter 3.56.02, recruitment and appointment to allow the city manager to negotiate personal leave for experienced professional candidates who are considering executive employment with the city of Unalaska. All right, may I have a motion and second to adopt Ordinance 2023-08?
I move to adopt Ordinance 2023-08.
Second.
All right, moved and seconded by Mr. Tungle, Mr. Nicholson. All right, so I now offer to the Assistant City Manager for discussion and introduction.
Thank you, Mayor Pro Tem. So on July 25, this ordinance was introduced to council because 3 candidates for department director positions had inquired about additional leave time at the beginning of their term of employment. Council, however, did not appear supportive of the ordinance at all and expressed concerns about the fairness and how the change might affect, might affect the morale of existing employees and existing directors as well. Due to the lack of support expressed on July 25th, staff suggests the council vote down Ordinance 2023-08 this evening
and instead consider an alternative that may aid future employee recruitment efforts. The alternative is to amend code to allow returning employees to receive credit, if you will, for their prior term of service as it relates to personal leave, meaning the returning employee would enter the leave plan at the level where they left off. Based on council's prior comments about fairness, we assume that council would like this code amendment, if adopted, to apply to all employees, not just employees returning into the director position. So if council would like to explore that alternative, I'd like to suggest that you do a directive to the city manager to bring back a proposed ordinance amending Title III to allow returning employees to be credited for prior terms of service with the city as it relates to personal leave only. And just to clarify, the three candidates for directors who requested additional leave happened to be returning employees. They'd already had a prior term of service with the city, so that's what got us thinking along this alternative route. So again, we suggest that you vote down 2023-08 because you didn't appear to support it at all. If you would like to consider an alternative, we've floated the idea here. And if you want us to explore it and work with the city attorney and to get some good language and code, we can go there. So if you vote it down, you know, it dies there, of course. And if you want us to do the alternative, let us know.
Okay, council discussion, Mr. Tungle.
I think that's that makes a big difference from the last one that they presented to us. Having to hire a previous employee who got invested time to the city, I think it's just fair for them to continue on that path of receiving the vacation time that they acquired starting to the year that they left, and whatever they got invested. I don't have a problem on supporting that. Whatever they got invested, it'll be a continuation on what when they come back, it'll be a continuation on how they're gonna be getting the rest of their vacation pay going forward. So I'll be in support of bringing something back and voting this down. Thank you,
Mr. Nicholson.
Thank you. And I too would be in support of voting this down and having people just come in at where they left off, and just that's fair across the board for everybody. So I'd be in support of that. Thank you.
Mr. Bell?
Yeah, I don't support this ordinance as it's written, or this ordinance change as written. And I would support the alternative that's been suggested in the council packet here. Working out the details of returning employees left on good terms with the city. Thank you.
Ms. Luby, have anything?
Yeah, I'd be in agreement as well. I didn't support this ordinance, and I would be in agreement to support bringing back something else that was more equitable to everybody. Thank you.
Mr. Robinson?
I support the management's decision and direction on this. Thank you.
My question is, why does it have to, why is a directive required? Can he just bring it back a totally different language? I don't know why that requires a council directive. It came from staff to begin with. I don't know why he just bring it back different language.
I would be comfortable since, you've all expressed support of it at the meeting. I would be comfortable, as the acting city manager to start working on such an ordinance. If the directive does express council's wishes in a very definitive manner, but I would be comfortable just with your discussion here saying, yeah, we're good to go. Please bring us back something. But it's up to you all.
Mr. Tungle.
Yeah. We brought this back on a second reading. So I think voting is down, we'll be able to give direction to the city manager on what we're looking for. And with some ideas like what they proposed. So having returning employees coming back. So we have to vote this down as a second reading to be able to bring it back and do a directive. I think it's the proper way to do it.
Okay.
Mayor Pro Tem?
Yes, Mr. Robinson.
Yeah, thank you. I tend to agree with you. I don't think this requires a directive to carry it further. I think, the city manager and assistant city manager know what to do without the directive.
Okay.
Thank you. Sounds to me, it sounds like we got total support for the council.
Yes, I do not support this ordinance as written, and I would consider alternative as a returning city employee to look at leave a different leave all the way over. I think it meets the intention of leave accrual. So, okay. So do we have any further discussion? Madam Clerk, anybody signed up for public comment?
No, ma'am.
All right. So this is Ordinance 2023-08. So to the motion, can we get a roll call?
Mr. Nicholson?
No.
Ms. Luby?
No.
Ms. Coleman?
No.
Mr. Tungle?
No.
No. Mr. Robinson?
No.
Mr. Bell?
No.
Okay, Ordinance 2023-08 fails 06. All right, next we have Resolution 2023-35, approving a 2023-33, acknowledging the closure and completion of various capital projects and purchases. May I have a motion and second for Resolution 2023-33?
I'll make a motion to adopt Resolution 2023-33.
Second.
Okay. Moved and seconded by Ms. Luby Tungle. Okay. Assistant City Manager.
Thank you, Mayor Pro Tem. So each year, Council acknowledges the closure and completion of capital projects, and this year is no different. There's a list of six projects attached to the resolution that are ready for closure. All of them are DDC, or direct digital control, upgrades for various buildings. The system allows remote access and control of HVAC systems and was installed at City Hall, Public Works, the Community Center, the Library, the Powerhouse, the new powerhouse, excuse me, the Pyramid Water Plant, the Wastewater Treatment Plant, Airport, Museum, and both schools. The DDC system is much more efficient than manual controls of the HVAC. It allows our facilities maintenance folks to access it remotely and set schedules and all that kind of stuff. Much more efficient. So the project came in at budget with no overages. All funds were completely expended, and so there's no unused funds to return, and staff recommends approval.
Okay, thank you. Discussion. We also have any questions. Mr. Robinson.
Nothing here.
Okay. I have a quick question. The DDC, they were several. Were these the only buildings that they were put into? I thought that there were several, quite a few. I may be thinking.
They were put in 11 facilities, the 11 that I listed.
Okay.
Which I'm happy to repeat if you want to hear them again.
Nope. I'm just, catching up.
Not every single city building has HVAC systems, but.
11. Okay.
And 11 included the school, both schools and the museum and the airport.
All right. No more discussion? Okay. So this is Resolution 2023-33, acknowledging the closure and completion of various capital projects and purchases. Can I have a roll call, please?
Certainly, Mayor Pro Tem. Mr. Robinson?
Yes.
Mr. Tongel?
Yes.
Ms. Coleman?
Yes.
Ms. Luby?
Yes.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Nicholson?
Yes.
All right, motion passes 6-0. All right, moving on. Resolution 2023-35, approving a 30-year title and lease agreement between the City of Unalaska and Norilaska Corporation for Tract A2 of Unalaska Tideland Survey Number 103. May I have a motion and a second to adopt Resolution 2023-35?
I make a motion to adopt Resolution 2023-35.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Tongel, seconded by Ms. Luby. Okay. Assistant City Manager.
Thank you, Mayor Protem. So the Unalaska Corporation, OC, submitted an application for an undeveloped, unleased tideland owned by the city, which is located just north of the anticipated Trident facility in Captain's Bay. Council can expect to see a similar lease approval at a future meeting for another parcel, which is south of the Trident facility. The tideland in question is 2.19 acres, known as Tract A2 of Unalaska Tideland Survey 103. OC, as the upland owner, has a right of first refusal to lease the tideland, and they have exercised that right. Our understanding is that OC will then sublease the tideland tract to Trident. It's a lot of T's. Because the term is greater than 5 years, it's 30 years, it does require council approval. And so that's why you see it before you tonight. Staff recommends approval because the 30-year lease promotes long-term, substantial, and desirable investment in city-owned tidelands and will allow Trident to expand their business in Unalaska. Staff recommends approval.
Council discussion. Do you have any questions?
Mayor Pro Tem?
Mr. Bell first, please. Oh, all righty. Got a waiver. Mr. Robinson, please.
Yes, thank you. When we had the lease come up with Bill Shizikoff, we extended that one to 75 years with the assumption that he would be here forever. Didn't work out that way, but I think I believe our ordinance or our policy says 30 years, and that's why OC applied for 30 years. I think because OC has a policy that it will not sell land, that I don't think it would hurt to extend this to either a 75 or 100 year lease, to change that. And I would make that motion to amend if we have some, if the council is amenable to that. I'd like to hear what other people think. And then what we need to do is look at the policy again. That was supposed to have been done at the last time we did this, but it fell through the cracks somewhere. Thank you.
Mr. Bell.
Yeah, my question fell along the same lines as why they didn't ask for a longer lease term, considering the adjoining tidelands were longer leases. I do question the council extending the lease term and obligating OC to a longer lease without having input from OC. Have a little more discussion on it. Thank you.
C supports it.
Mr. Tongel.
So I think we still got about, 60-something years for the rest of the lease on Trident that we approved a year or so ago. But I think 50 years will be good. I will support 50 years if Councilman Robinson make an amendment on this on this proposed resolution. Thank you.
Yes, Ms. Luby.
Yeah, I don't think that we should amend what we don't know what OC wants. They asked for 30 years, we should give them for 30 years. And if they want to change that, we can come back and ask for longer. Thank you.
Nicholson, do you have anything?
Yes, this is as written. Thank you.
Okay, and I too go with policy on this, and that this is 30 years. So as written, I don't have any objection to the way this is written and its uses. And I, for the record, I was opposed to the extension of the long for the when the other two tracks came available. So I would definitely not support that one for this one. All right. So do you have a, Mr. Robinson, do you have an amendment you wish to propose? Any further discussion?
I'm sorry, I got muted. OC does support a longer term lease. They would have no problem with that. The fact is the council did, and I made that motion to extend Bill Shiznikov's lease out to that 75 years, and there wasn't a problem with that other than one vote opposed to it. So I would make that motion to extend this out to 75 years and to amend it to the 30, from the 30 year to the 75 year.
I will second that.
Okay, we have a motion to extend the 30 year lease to a 75 year lease made by Mr. Robinson, seconded by Mr. Tungle. Discussion. Mr.
Mayor Pro Tem?
Yeah, just go ahead and
go ahead with
please address your amendment.
Right, thank you. As I said, we discussed this at an OC meeting, and I'm probably breaking my confidentiality in saying so, but it the only reason that they applied for the 30-year lease is that's what the policy says. We were supposed to change that. It was supposed to have been brought back. So I think it doesn't serve any purpose to wait for 30 years and then have a company come back to do it again. It just makes more sense to put this thing to bed for 75 years because OC is going to be there regardless. So I think any company that's going to be building into our tidelands deserves to have a longer term lease to make better business plans. So sometimes it's not good to have a 15 or a 20 year lease or a 30 year lease on a tidelands when people can't plan on it. Trident Seafoods is a good example. They are a good community partner, and because their plans are 50 years out. You know, so I think this is something that OC's plans are in perpetuity. So I think there would be I would look for support on changing this to the 75 year lease. I know OC wouldn't object to it.
Mr. Bell.
Thank you.
I'm not necessarily opposed to supporting a 75 year lease. What I do have pause with is not having, I guess since we have Mr. Robinson and Mr. Tudikoff on the line, if they're willing to go on the record as representatives of OC asking for an extension to the terms of the lease, I don't know if that's proper or not, if this needs to be voted down and them reapply with a longer term lease would be probably the proper method to go about this. I guess I leave that as an open question, and maybe that ACM can get some thoughts on that.
I don't think it would be
Pro Tem is
Mr. Robinson and Mr. Tudio.
Pro Tem, where is it? Hello.
Yes, please, Ms. Beater, please continue.
So I don't think it would be proper for Mr. Robinson and Mr. Tudikoff to take off their council hats and speak as a member of OC during the city council meeting. If you want to if you would like staff to contact OC and see if they want to apply for a longer term lease, I think tonight your motion should be to postpone it to a time certain, and we would take it up at the next council meeting which is going to be September 12th.
Mayor Pro Tem?
I have a second meeting in August, so motion to postpone to a time certain, September 12th, 2023, and for the sole purpose of communicating with the applicant to see if they're interested in a longer term lease.
Ms. Luby?
I don't think that we should make changes and assume OC, you know, wants anything more. And, you know, I know that Mayor Tudikoff and Councilman Robinson are involved with OC, but I think that I don't see where it would be a problem, even if they had a 30-year lease, to come back later to even ask for an extension. I mean, that they could come back in September and ask for a longer lease. I don't know. It just seems, you know, not proper. It's not proper to just assume that they would want anything longer. So I would either want to vote this down and have them come back, or not vote it down, I'm sorry, postpone so that we could consult with them if, you know, if staff thinks that they do want a longer term, or we could approve it. And if they wanted to come back with, you know, a longer term later, you know, at any point, they could do that, I think. So.
All right. Mr. Homke.
Mayor Pro Tem?
Just a moment. Mr. Homke has a comment to make.
He's going to say what I was going to say.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. This is Bill Homke. I'm concerned that I don't want to hold up the lease. This was something that I think should have been handled sooner, and we're just trying to get this through now so that they have site control. You know, I think we can always bring back an amendment if we want to extend the lease, but I wouldn't want to defer this to the next meeting. So thank you.
Okay. Mr. Robinson, I'll come to you shortly. I just want to check with the rest of council. Mr. Nicholson, nothing to say?
Not at this time.
Okay, thank you. Did you speak, Mr. Dungle? Well,
I kind of agree. I think we should pass this, and then we can bring an amendment on the next council meeting, and extend it to whatever request OC going to be. I think we can bring it back. I will support that. I think it's time to just approve this. Adopt this resolution tonight, so we'll keep going, and they want to extend it, we can do it on the next meeting. Thank you.
Mr. Robinson.
Yes, thank you. I'd recommend voting for the council to vote down the amendment and pass the lease, because it is extremely important and time sensitive that this needs to happen, to keep things on track. So I'm sorry that we couldn't do it like we did before.
Okay. Do we have any, so we have, a motion to amend to extend from 30 years to 75 years. Do we have anybody call in on this motion to amend? No comments.
No comments.
Okay. Any further discussion from council? Okay, so to the amendment to extend this lease from 30 years to 75 years, can I have a roll call, please?
Ms. Luby?
No.
Mr. Bell?
No.
Mr. Nicholson?
No.
Mr. Robinson?
Yes.
Mr. Tungle?
Yes.
Ms. Coleman?
No. Motion fails. Thank you. So back to the main motion. Do we have discussion?
Yes.
Yes, Mr. Bell.
I guess since there's going to be a sublease on it, is there any issues with subleasing this tight land?
It's written into the lease that the city has to provide written approval to the sublease.
Okay. And I guess this is going to be a rhetorical question. Is why isn't Trident just directly leasing the tide land?
I don't know if there was any discussion in any way on regarding that.
I don't personally know on that point, so I'm going to ask Thomas Rufos, who is the sole member of our planning department presently, and put this together. Was there any discussion about Trident requesting the lease?
So there was not, because OC has the first right of refusal. So OC would have had the first right to do all of the appropriate fill and planning and everything and take ownership of that before Trident would even actually have a chance at it.
Does that answer your question, Mr. Bell?
Yeah, it just
okay.
It just doesn't pass the smell test, I guess. but there's no reason to oppose it, so I will support this resolution.
Anybody else? Mr. Robinson? On the main motion?
No, I support it.
All right. Do we have any public comments on the main motion?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Yes, we'll request a roll call then.
Certainly. Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Ms. Luby?
Yes.
Mr. Nicholson?
Yes.
Mr. Robinson?
Yes.
Ms. Coleman?
Yes.
Mr. Tingle?
Yes.
Okay, motion passes 6-0. All right, now we're on to 11D, the amended part of this agenda. And 11D is going to be, excuse me. All right, so we have a discussion item. This is a non-action item to consult with the legal counsel regarding the Rock Behind Latitude 54 building. So I guess I am just going to open this up to Assistant City Manager to see if she has any information regarding this rock. What action that is going to be happening later. Do you have any further information?
I don't really, other than, you know, there was previously a lawsuit related to rock fall behind the Latitude 54 building, an event that happened in 2014. There was a significant rock fall and it damaged the Latitude 54 building. And the parent company, PetroStar, ended up suing the city over it. I don't have at the tip of my memory how that all played out, but the case was mediated and settled. And so there has been some legal action regarding Rockfall behind that building. And it's my understanding that Councilmember Bell just thinks it's a good idea to consult with legal counsel about any before we proceed with any further action. That's kind of what I understood him to say when we talked about it earlier, which is it's not a bad idea. But I don't have a lot of detail or facts to give you right now because this just came up late this afternoon. So,
right. Okay. And does Mr. Homka have anything since it was in his city manager's report?
No, I don't have anything else to add to it. I know I did get a timeline of all of the things that happened on this rock fall case a few years ago. I got that from risk management. But it's my understanding, basically, it's a result of, you know, there was a settlement. And we'll look into it more so we can answer any questions that you have.
Any questions from council? Mr. Bell?
I guess the reason why I'm moving this and it comes to just a basic issue is why are we looking to spend taxpayer money to mitigate damage to a building that we don't own? Obviously, it's a bigger picture than that, but that involves the case that the assistant city manager was just referencing, the lawsuit between the city and I believe it was the insurance company for PetroStar. And the future responsibility for any rocks that may potentially damage a building. In some of the discussions that I've had, you know, with the city manager, I haven't really, it sounds like there hasn't really been a discussion with PetroStar about the potential of these rocks damaging the building. The Ports Department has not been using part of the building from what I understand. So, you know, obviously there's at least enough of a threat there to safeguard the city employees against any potential harm. But does that mean that, you know, we should be, I think, you know, we can't use part of the building, that the rent should be prorated because of the danger in that building. And I don't know that any of those discussions have been had. I think what seems obvious to me is that a discussion about the legal portion of this responsibility for removing these rocks needs to be the first step before we start going and getting people to look at it, to move those rocks or put bids out or RFPs or whatever it may be. You know, the end result of this, according to the city manager's report, is that this will end up in a budget amendment to pay for any removal of those rocks. So having all the information and kind of getting ahead of the curve here. So when we get to that point where there is a budget amendment that council needs to decide on, we know that all the steps have been taken and all the information is out there so that we can all make an informed decision. And that's really the reason for trying to move this step here. Thank you.
All right. Anybody else have a comment, a question?
Okay. Chair Pro Tem?
Yes, Mr. Robinson.
Yes, again, I think this is premature. Chris Laddick, our former city manager, has done a lot of work on this already. There's been a lot of discussion already, and that just needs to be dug out. And I think give the management a chance to get to bring those recommendations to council prior to spending legal money on it prematurely. So I think this, again, I think this is premature to bring up as a council forcing this as a directive. Or if you can leave the directive open-ended, that's, you know, the management's going to be consulting with legal anyway on this. They will have to. But I think those answers will be able to be better answered once management gets their head wrapped around the complete picture, because it's not complete. It's very vague. It's, you know, in manager's report, and to assume that it isn't, I think this is premature. I'll leave it at that. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Luby.
Yeah, I'm just not sure that, I mean, who's legally responsible for that rock? I mean, at least in an Alaskan Dutch harbor, and I don't know exactly who blew the rock up in the first place to build the Latitude Fort, 54 building. Was that something that, you know, Petro had to do in order to put their building in? Did they just put the building there with that risk already? Is it the city's responsibility to remove that rock? I don't know. So I tend to, you know, try to figure that out as well, you know, if we should be held responsible or not for it.
Okay.
Mayor Pro Tem.
Oh, yes. Go ahead, Mr. Hoffman.
It's Bill Hoffman. I'm texting back and forth with one of my staff members, and I know Ports Director Peggy McLaughlin is in the audience, and I'd like to call her up to the podium to address any of the answers to the questions that have been raised. Of course, we can continue bringing the information more to you. It was just kind of a brief update in my manager's report. But Peggy, if you're there, please come up.
Thank you, Mr. Homka. Just really briefly, the liability of the rock, there was, with the case that came down in 2014, the rock that hit this corner of the building, specifically stating the land is owned by the city, the building is owned by Arctic Slope Regional Corporation. And there's all kinds of convoluted history in terms of development, right-of-ways, easements, and all those kind of pieces that were taken into consideration during the lawsuit from the 2014 Rockfall. It is my recommendation that we move forward with pursuing the responsible piece of making that safe because it is city land. There is a percentage of liability that we held with the 2014 Rockfall. It would not be a bad idea to just discuss with Brooks what that percentage looks like, but I don't think we stop the process. And I will just tell you, if that rock were to fall today, that we would have a percentage of liability in repairing or any damages that were caused by that, just based on the precedent that was set in the 2014 case.
All right, any further discussion before I close this?
Mayor Pro Tem?
Mr. Robinson.
Director McLaughlin said that it indicated that it would stop the process, what they're doing right now, to consult with an attorney now. Is that correct?
No, I don't believe it would stop the process. We need to continue moving forward. We are not the only displaced tenants in that building, and it is a safety concern. And so I don't think you ever stop moving forward to make something safe that is clearly unsafe. But I don't think it's a bad step to take a look at the legal responsibilities and liabilities that the city holds. But I think we do that in conjunction with the process that we're already following as outlined in the manager's report.
So having a directive would be redundant and moot because you're already the management is already pursuing the problem, correct?
Mr. Honka, you want to respond to that?
Yes, thank you. Yes, it's maybe I'm misunderstanding what the manager's report is. I list things that we're working on, and then we're considering to assign me what I'm working on. So, I think maybe I'll talk with Chris Laddick. I haven't in a while, just to be sure I'm not putting too much on these reports before they're supposed to be on the report, because we've had some interesting discussions these last couple of meetings that really start digging down into what staff is doing. I don't know why we're here, but we're here. So that's all I can say.
Okay. Do we, any other staff questions or comments?
If it does take the pressure off of council, we could certainly include a legal review and the process and get a recommendation or some kind of opinion from our legal review. But I think we need to continue as stated in the manager's report where we're headed. And that's not a big effort.
Okay. Do any other before I move on, council? Nothing? Yes, Mr. Bale.
I guess I'm not saying that the progress doesn't need to be stopped on it. I'm just saying, I guess there hasn't necessarily been any information that has come forward that there is any legal review of this to this point. I guess going back to, I forget now, when was the storm that created the cracks in here or that made it identified that was a problem? That was several months ago, quite a few months ago, if I remember right.
Correct.
Okay.
It was December, Mr. Bell.
I'm sorry, did you say December, Mr. Honka?
Yeah, it was December.
Okay. So now it's August.
Happened in November. We were keeping an eye on that. I can't speak much of this because I'm on the management on the Petro Star, and it might be a conflict online. I think the legal matters is what's going to be between both entities. It's where I leave it on. Thank you.
I think to distill this, there has been legal precedent set that the city has a certain obligation to mitigate safety factors with rock fall behind Latitude 54 building as a matter of proper due diligence. We can certainly get an additional legal review on that and provide that information to council when we're ready to look at the cost of doing this project.
Thank you. That would be the responsible thing to do. We're looking at down the road here since this issue has arisen, and you know the safety hazard hasn't been mitigated, or there hasn't been discussions that I'm aware of with the property owner, the building owner.
There's been plenty of discussions behind the scenes with the property owners, and certainly with consultants who did the original assessment of it for us, and it is timing of getting additional contractors to do the next steps in the process. But we can certainly get that additional legal opinion on the city's percentage of liability for it.
Okay. And ultimately, this, as it's presented, is going to end up in a budget amendment. So it is well within council's lane to ask questions about the process and what information's been gained through that process. So thank you.
Ms. Luby.
Yeah, I'm comfortable with what Mrs. McLaughlin had said, you know, with the process and the way the city's legal responsibility. I don't have a problem with them moving forward as is. And I would agree with Mr. Bell. It would be good to have all the information when we come forward with a budget amendment. Thank you.
Thank you. Has anybody signed up in public?
No, ma'am.
All right. This agenda item is now closed. All righty. Now, this time, council directives to the city manager. Do we have any directives? Need a motion, second, and we'll do a roll call vote.
Not sure where the votes are, but here I'll make a motion. The motion to direct the city manager to engage legal counsel regarding the rock behind the Latitude 54 building.
Do I have a second? I'll second it for discussion. Okay, so do you have your... have a directive to the city manager that city management
would you like me to read that back?
Sure.
He said engage with legal counsel regarding the rock behind the Latitude 54 building.
Engage in legal counsel regarding the rock behind Latitude 54 building. Does that sound good to you? Does that sound right? All right. Okay. Mr. Bell, would you like to speak first for your directive here before we...
I think it's a necessary step. We just beat it up quite a bit here just a few minutes ago. So I think we've all got our opinion on where this needs to go. I'll put it out there. If it passes, it passes.
Anybody else on the
direct? Mayor Pro Tem?
Mr. Robinson.
Yes, again, this doesn't make a sense to put out a directive for something that city manager's already doing. It just doesn't make sense. Mr. Bell indicated in his talking earlier that there hasn't been a lot of conversation between the building owner and the city. I would like to know where he got that information. Did he talk to the landowner or the building owner? There's information here that the rest of the council is not privy to. I don't support this directive. I think it's premature.
Mr. Bell?
Speaking to staff. Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else have a comment on the directive? Okay. I, for one, I mean, I
I see where Mr. Bell's going with this, and I appreciate the concern on that. I have to, at this point, fall back that the, especially with there already being set of precedents, that that discussion is ongoing, and they should know, the city should know their legal responsibilities at this point before moving forward in any action. So I am not likely to support this directive, though I know it's well intended. All right. Any further questions, comments? All right. So let's get a roll call on the directive, please.
Ms. Coleman?
No.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Ms. Luby?
No.
Mr. Nicholson?
No.
Mr. Tungle?
No.
Mr. Robinson?
Oh.
All right. This directive fails 1-5. All right, now it's time for community input and announcements. This is the final opportunity to provide information to council or to make announcements. There's a 3-minute time limit. Do we have any, well, we do, further announcements?
Hey, Thomas from the ASFA and Tundra Golf again. I forgot to mention that you can sign up on kcb.org. There's links on Facebook. And also the Firefighters Association is going to be catering the event, so we'll have pulled pork tacos and chili dogs for the weekend. So thank you. Please come on out.
Chili dogs. Okay. Anyone else? Anybody on Zoom?
Pro Tem. This Vince.
Mayor Tudyakov, please.
Yes, thank you. I want to thank the city of Unalaska, the roads crew, and those that participated with Camp Q. It went to great success with 83 kids in the camp. I want to thank them, the community, for their support on behalf of Anfisha, who is out of town and not available to be on the Zoom, who was a camp coordinator at the time in the Kowling and Tribe. Unalaska and the city did a great job in supporting the kids in the camp. So thank you very much.
Okay, thank you very much for expressing that. It's good to hear. Any other public comments?
Yes, Mayor Pro Tem. I just wanted to remind folks that the local general election is on Tuesday, October 3rd, and that the candidacy period is ongoing from July 20th until August 21st. So folks could pick up a packet at a candidacy packet at City Hall, clerk's office, and the seats on the ballot are for council seat B, seat E, and school board seats B, E, and C. Voter registration deadline is on September 2nd, 2023. If they have any questions, you can call the city clerk's office at 907-581-1251. Thank you.
Thank you. And I just want to say a final thank you to Mr. Steve Tompkins for his years of service with the city of Unalaska. I know many times he was doing multiple jobs over there. So we do appreciate the work that you do, just like all the directors. But again, you know, we wish you the best. And I know as a long time Unalaskan, hope you're not quite packing your bags quite yet. So hope to see you around. Anyway, having completed all items on the agenda, we are now adjourned at 7:20.
Okay, good night all.